If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. It is a joy again today to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we are experiencing a tremendous summer revival. Remember, summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church, and we're rejoicing in what God is doing for us during these days. Souls are being saved weekly and added to the church. Record crowds are attending the worship services, and new Sunday school records are being set week after week. As we move into the fall season, we're looking forward to the greatest period of enlargement in our church's history. We want you to join with us in prayer for God's blessings to be upon us in these days. We have just purchased and are ready to begin in the very near future to construct our new properties located at about 1/2 mile north of Loop 820 on Campus Drive, adjoining the Fort Worth State School property. This 14-acre tract will be the new home of Worth Baptist Church. In the meantime, right here at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street, we invite you to come and worship the Lord with us today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The textbook of the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is the Bible only. We believe that the Bible has the answer all the perplexing problems that confront us, not only as a nation and as a church, but as individuals. The ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ was spent greatly with individuals, and we give individual attention in the Sunday school classes of Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday morning worship service is at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. All of these services have been planned with your spiritual needs in mind. We invite you today to come and share with us in the services and in the Sunday school and enjoy the blessings of the Lord as you serve Him today. More than ever before, we believe that Christians everywhere should be on the firing line and serving the Lord to the best of their ability. These are difficult and dark days in which we live. The Bible speaks of them as perilous days, days prior to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. So as we continue through the summer season, we ask you to join with us in prayer that the spirit of revival will prevail across America, in every church, in every community, in every heart, in every home, and in every life. You see, God wants to do something for America, and God can do that through Christians. God has always used human instrumentalities. God wants to do something for the church in this hour. God wants to do something for your family, for your home, for your life, and God wants to do it now. And He's proven that by giving all that He had for your salvation. We read in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Wherever you live today, in whatever your state in life, I want you to know that God is interested in you. God is concerned about you. God loves you. Not only so, but we here at Worth Baptist Church are interested in you. We're concerned about you, and we too love you in the Lord. And we want you to know, if we can be of any spiritual help to you, that we're waiting and willing to do it. Come and visit with us in our services today, and we'll be happy to share with you the good news of the gospel, how that Jesus Christ died and rose again. And from the Word of God, we believe you'll find strength and support for your problems and your difficulties that you encounter along the way. Remember, our Sunday school at 10, our morning worship at 11, and our evening worship at 7. We would be happy to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. If you would desire this tape of this message today, or any of the tapes of Worth Baptist Hour, or any of the tapes of the messages preached at Worth Baptist Church, we invite you to write this week and inquire as to how you may receive them. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, How to Become a Spiritual Millionaire. I'm going to read from John chapter 10 at verse 10. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we are grateful today that we can have this opportunity to talk to people about Christ and about spiritual things. Now I pray for that man who's discouraged, for that family that's upset today, for those problems and heartaches and difficulties. We ask that the Holy Spirit would intervene and supply the grace that's needed in this hour is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. In John chapter 10, at verse 10, Jesus said, The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. How to become a spiritual millionaire. It is evident from my text that God wants more than a humdrum, down-in-the-dumps, 5- and 10-cent store existence for His children. Why should we be satisfied with second best when God wants us to have the very best of everything? For example, Abraham was a man of wealth and power, and so was David, and so was Solomon. And God is no respecter of persons. God wants the best for you today. And God has the best for you. And God is willing to provide the best for you if you will obey Him. Many people have a first-class ticket for the journey of life, but are traveling a third-class accommodation. Perhaps that's you today. Like the passenger aboard the ship on his first voyage across the ocean. He was seen at the various events aboard ship. He mixed with the people and made friends easily. But when mealtime came, he was always missing. This went on several days of the voyage, and finally one of his acquaintances went to look him up during the dinner hour. And where do you suppose he found him? In his cabin. And what was he doing? He was eating cheese and crackers that he had brought with him aboard. When the friend inquired why, the man was somewhat embarrassed. Dropping his head, he explained it was a lack of funds that caused him to bring his own food aboard. The friend asked to see his ticket. When he saw it, he discovered immediately that it was a first-class ticket and explained to the man that with a first-class ticket, all meals were included. So, my friend, all the things that you need are included with your first-class ticket to heaven. Jesus said, Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Would you like to become a spiritual millionaire? There are several steps that you must follow. Step number one, you must learn to trust God implicitly. I read in Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. In Psalm 34 at verse 22 we read, None of those who trust Him shall be desolate. And in Proverbs 28:25 it is written, He that trusteth in the Lord shall be made fat. Now I know sometimes the spiritual way becomes dark and cloudy, and you may not be able to see your way through, but you can be like the one man who said, When I can't track Him, I just trust Him. Someone observed, When I try, I fail. When I trust, He succeeds. And so it is. When we trust Him, we can have success all along the way. The passengers on the train were very uneasy as it sped along through the dark, stormy night. The lightning was flashing. The thunder was roaring, and the train was traveling very fast. Fear and tension were mounting every moment. One little fellow, however, who was sitting by himself, seemed completely unaware of the storm or how fast the train was traveling. A passenger seated next to him said to him, "Sonny, I see that you're all alone on the train. Aren't you afraid to travel alone on such a stormy night?" The little lad looked up with a smile, and he answered, "No, ma'am, I ain't afraid. My daddy's the engineer. And my friend, through the journey of life, you need not be afraid. The Bible says, fear not. And my friend, I want to remind you that your heavenly Father is the engineer of the train of life. So learn to trust Him implicitly." Step number 2 on your way to becoming a spiritual millionaire is this. You must learn to pray fervently. James says in his 5th chapter at verse 16, "The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Someone has observed, a man is strongest when he is on his knees. Let's see what the Bible says about prayer. Luke 18:1, Jesus said, "Men ought always to pray and not to faint." In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, Paul wrote, "Pray without ceasing." And in Ephesians 6:18, Paul wrote, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit." In 1 Timothy 2:8, Paul will write, "I will therefore that men everywhere pray without wrath and without doubting." Jesus said in Matthew 18:19, "If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, it shall be done." And in Matthew 21 at verse 22, Jesus said, "Whatsoever things ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." Listen to the words of Jesus in Mark 11:24. "Whatsoever things therefore ye desire, if ye believe, ye shall have them." And in John 14:13, Jesus said, "Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do." John wrote in his first epistle, chapter 3, at verse 21 and verse 22, "Beloved, if our hearts condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God, and we know that we receive whatsoever we ask of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight." There is no power like the power of prayer, and you must learn to pray fervently. Daniel prayed, and the lions got the lockjaw. The Hebrew children prayed, and the fire lost its heat. The church prayed, and Peter was released from prison. Paul and Silas prayed, and God shook the earth. The disciples prayed, and the power of God fell upon the church. My friend, you remember this. Whenever you're lonely and despondent and feel weak and helpless, the powerhouse is always there. So push the button labeled prayer. The third step is this. You must learn to seek diligently. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you." You must seek diligently. In Jeremiah 29:13 it is written, "Ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." My friend, you must seek diligently the will of God for your life. You must seek diligently the solution to your problem. You must seek diligently the right way for your family, for your home, and for your business. Seek God diligently. Learn His way and His will for your life. You must seek prayerfully as you seek diligently. Pray about it. Seek carefully, assuringly, confidently, faithfully. Seek continually. Seek diligently the will and way of God for your life. You're on the road to becoming a spiritual millionaire. Step number 4 in your becoming the spiritual millionaire that you want to be is this. You must learn to wait patiently. The psalmist said in Psalm 40 at verse 31, or rather in Isaiah, the Prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 40 and verse 31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary." Oh, my friend, if you'll learn to wait patiently upon the Lord, you can walk and not be weary. You can depend upon God if you are willing to wait upon Him. Someone observed, "To walk with God, no strength is lost. Walk on. To talk with God, no breath is lost. Talk on. To wait on God, no time is lost. Wait on." A good Christian is one who can speak up, listen well, stand fast, sit tight, work hard, pray much, and wait long. The psalmist said in Psalm 40 at verse 1, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me, and heard my cry." In Psalm 27 at verse 14 we read, "Wait upon the Lord, and He shall renew thy strength. Wait, I say, upon the Lord." In Exodus chapter 14 at verse 13, Moses said to Israel, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." What Moses was saying is this: learn to wait for God to act. Learn to wait with patience upon Him. Remember, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Moses waited on the backside of the desert for 40 years before he was useful in God's hands. Israel waited in Egypt for 400 years before their deliverance and their redemption came. Jesus Himself waited in the carpenter's shop for 30 years before He began His public ministry. So you and I must learn to wait for God's time. And remember this: God is never a day early, and God is never a day late. He's always on time. The fifth step that you must take in order to become a spiritual millionaire is this: you must learn to give bountifully. It is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, that Paul gives the instruction how men ought to give. Listen to this: "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully." Now, my friend, if you want the bountiful blessings of God upon your life, you must learn to give bountifully. You must learn to give freely and liberally to Jesus Christ. After all, He's given everything to you. All that you own, all that you will ever acquire, will be because God gave it to you through Jesus Christ. So on your road to becoming a spiritual millionaire, you must learn to give bountifully to Christ. And the place to give to Christ is through the ministry of His church. Step number 6, you must learn to share Christ constantly. We read in Acts 5:42, "And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and to preach Jesus Christ." It is incumbent upon us as believers to share Jesus constantly, continually, daily, wherever we go, not just at church on Sunday, but on the job on Monday and throughout the week. And wherever we go, it is our joy to share the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are instructed in the Scripture to share Jesus Christ with all with whom we come in contact. This will help us in becoming a spiritual millionaire. The seventh and final step in becoming a spiritual millionaire: you must learn to forgive completely. The art of living is found in forgiving. Christianity is based on forgiveness. God forgives you, and you're saved. We read in the Bible in Matthew chapter 6 at verse 14, Jesus said, "If ye forgive men their trespasses, your Father which is in heaven will forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you." In Mark 11, verses 25 and 26, Jesus said, "And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father who is in heaven might forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you." One day, Peter asked Jesus how many times he should forgive another. Jesus said, 70 times 7. Now the number 7 is the number of divine completion. It is the number of infinitude. So what Jesus is saying, go on and on and on, unendingly forgiving those who have wronged you. Paul put it this way in Ephesians 4:32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you together with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. So, my friend, as you forgive, God will forgive. If you do not forgive those who have wronged you, don't expect God to forgive you whom you have wronged. You have wronged Him with sinful, careless living. If you are not willing to forgive others, then God will not forgive you. But oh, how gracious and how merciful and how loving and how wonderful God is, forgiving us of our sins. Are you willing to forgive others? Then God will forgive you. I have this footnote and I shall be through. No one will ever become a spiritual millionaire who does not invest his life in the cause of Christ completely. I hope today, wherever you are, that you'll make up your mind right now, by the grace of God, you will surrender everything to Jesus Christ. You can become a spiritual millionaire as you obey the commandments of the Lord. And Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. As we leave the broadcast today, we invite you once again to come and share with us the good things of the Lord at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. So until next Lord's Day by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.